that tin can games.
Oh, we used to play hockey on skates in the street, boy. That back when I was a kid, that was really rough, boy. We'd bang each other with those sticks. We just had a broom out something. We'd hit that can. Been up tin can was our puck.
That sounds kind of rough. Was anything as rough as that? Any other game as rough as that?
We used to wrestle a lot when I was in box. Uh-huh. Boy, that was sport back then. You know. And we used to play fox and the hound, you know, where the other boys would be the hounds and chase you and you'd be the fox. I remember one night I ran into a rock, man, and hit my knee. That thing, just a little while, it swelled up like that. I remember my mother putting some red mud poultice on that thing in vinegar. Mixed vinegar with red mud and put it on that thing. And you know, I went to school the next day because I never went to school at Rock Springs. I have a certificate somewhere in my collection. Well, I went to grammar school until my mother died, 7 years without being absent at all.
Is that right?
That's right.
Wow. She must have really kept after you.
No, I wanted to.
Did you?
It was just, I don't know. I just loved it. I didn't really like to go to school, but I just didn't want to be absent at all.
Did you ever play any game of knives?
Oh, yeah, we used to play Mama Pig, you know, where you flip it up, you know, and I don't even know how to count. And we used to play know the tops, you know, spin the tops, and it would throw the other top and try to hit it in the top. And I've seen some of those fellas were good with that thing, throw it down and hit your top with that point right in the middle. And I've seen those tops just split right in half.
<That's amazing. laughs>
And we had the yo-yos back in those times. They were popular, too.
I like that. Did you play with Jacks? Yeah, was that a girl's
Not
game?
Much. Jack Stone. We played a little bit, but we never did.
I saw, you said you played marbles already. I saw some guys throwing a ice pick.
Oh, yeah.
When they went to the meat market one time, seeing how close they could get it to each other's foot.
Oh, yeah. And he hit the foot?
Well, it didn't hit it on top for us. There was one guy threw it, and it glanced off a board in the floor. And the point went straight in the end of the guy's shoe.
Ooh, he got his toe. Oh, my. No,
didn't go very deep.
No, we didn't do that.
What about parties you went to?
Oh, we used to, when I was little at school, we used to have those parties at school, you know, the Halloween parties, you know, dunking the apples and pulling candy, pulling stuff like that. And then at home, we'd have just the regular birthday parties.
You mentioned earlier that you like both country and western and popular music. Are there any other kinds that you like?
Now, I don't particularly care for this rock music they have now.
I don't either.
But, I don't care for opera, the deep stuff, but I heard, in fact, on the radio yesterday that Dr. Shufago was coming back. The picture, and I'm going to see it just to hear that music. Now I went to see Sound of Music, and that was one of the best pictures I've ever seen in my life. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to see this Dr. Shufago due to the music, but I'm really not too much of a fan of the deep classical music. I just not that much music inclined.
Have you ever run across the term Enty, E-N-T-Y?
Enty.
No.
I don't know how that's used.
I don't either.
I've seen
it one time in here and I couldn't get it and I figured you hadn't heard it either. If you ask somebody, if you want to ask somebody, are you going blank you? You know, if you want to be reassured they were going, how would you say that? Asking them a question.
Are you going like you are? Are you going to dress special? Is that what you mean?
If you ask them again, you said, are you going blank you?
Are you going for sure?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah,
would you say aren't, ain't, or what?
I'd say, are you going for sure?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you?